You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Betty.
It wasn't enough for Amazon, the popular online store, to take over everything, causing many what used to be popular stores like Toys R Us. I know they went out of business. Yep. And then, what was Media Play? I haven't even seen a Media Play.
Yeah,
in a while.
Amazon, I mean, I love the model of it. Like, hey, I want this. And then they mastered getting it to you quickly. That was always the problem with the internet. And they made returns easy. So,
yes.
Like, that was the two keys to make online commerce work. And they solved them. And they do it well.
Right. Well, now Amazon must be so bored that they're taking it one step further by rubbing their high public demand in the faces of other chain stores by putting out actual physical department stores in malls.
You have to know the other stores are like, why? Why are you doing this?
You already
own online. Could you just let me have the store? I just want my mall.
Exactly.
You know, it starts a war between employees.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised. It's called Amazon Style, and the first one will open later this year at the mall in Glendale, California. So I watched a video on what it's going to look like. So mainly it involves a lot of QR codes and touch screens.
Okay.
I didn't see any employees except one that checked out the lady that was
really?
In the video. Yeah. So pretty much what it is they have these outfits that they've already put together and they're up against the wall and you pick out the outfit that you like and there's a QR code with it. So then you bring up your phone and you scan that QR code and it shows you those items on Amazon. So you choose what size you think you might wear.
Right.
And you choose all the different clothes you want to try on. Somehow, I didn't see how this happened. Somehow they get delivered into a trying on, like a room.
Dressing room?
Yeah, a dressing room. And so then your phone.
Do they call those trying on rooms where you're from?
Well, in my family, yes.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Trying to dress this up a little bit. So your phone is going to tell you, okay, all the items that you want to try on are ready in dressing room B.
Mm.
And so it will direct you to that dressing room. It'll give you a code to unlock that door.
Wow.
You type it in, and then all your clothes are there ready to try on.
You know what? There's part of this I love. Instead of walking in, hi, welcome to Old Navy.
Can
we
help
got 30% off.
Yeah.
You know, my name's Aaron. Just let me know if you need anything. I'll be right over here. And then you're not right over there. You're right next to me the rest of the time. You know, so like I could, this shopping experience would be great for me. Although I know it's, like, you think it's going to solve all your problems, but the second you hit the shirt you like in the size you like, it won't be there. Like, that's my life. It's always my life. Unless they have, like, massive supplies and, like, they'll always have, you know, stock for you.
Right. And it's going to be interesting to see how much it costs because I would think it would be lower because they're not having to pay employees.
Yeah, but they had to build those robots.
Well, that is true.
I am surprised that they have someone checking you out. Like, because Amazon had messed with a thing before where you could walk in, you're an Amazon Prime member or whatever, and you add the stuff to your phone, and then you, and it knows what you have as you're walking out of the place. So that would be
a little creepy.
It is a little scary. I mean, I would try it, but it is a little scary. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And the other day, one of our pastors said something that made me go, oh. That's a nice way to remember that, because I think pastors are really good at taking big biblical concepts and whittling them down to like one sentence.
That's their job.
Yeah, something you could crochet on a pillow, you know, you go, yeah, that makes total sense to me. But we were talking about being content, you know, and how if you find that place of contentment in your life, things just seem to work better because we're always chasing everything. And they said contentment is not a place where you have everything, but you are completely okay with nothing but God.
Ooh.
And I'm like, wow, that is really good. Yeah, because like,
because
we think that, you know, I'll be content when I get this, when I get this, when I get this. And I chased that for years. I chased money, success for years. And like, I always kept thinking the next job was going to be the thing that would make me happy. And then the raise and all that. So it does for a short term, but it's not lasting, you know. And so this concept of contentment being where you don't have everything, but where you're okay with nothing but God is pretty great, and it stuck with me.
Right, and that's what I was about to say. It sticks with you, and it helps you remember it more easily, because when you're in those situations where you see yourself falling back into old patterns, then you can look back on that and be like, oh yeah, I need to be thankful for what I have now.
I think it's why lyrics to songs work so well. Mm-hmm. They take that big abstract concept and they make it memorable. And so that's what I want to talk about. 855-33-WAY-FM. It's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm curious for you, have you ever been told something or seen something that took a big religious concept and whittled it down to something memorable? Okay, so what's that phrase for you or that sentence? 855-33-WAY-FM, and we will take yours now, because your thing might be something too that somebody else needs to hear today and they've never understood it, and it's like, and now it'll click, it'll be that light bulb moment. So I appreciate you sharing this. 855-33-WAY-FM. So Les, what's yours?
Well, I've made several mistakes in my life. I've hurt a lot of people, and I've completely turned my life around in the last several years. Some people, they have in their mind how you need to act, the way you need to be, if you've truly made changes. I told my wife, I said, I don't need anybody's approval, and I don't need anybody's permission to make the changes that I need to make in my life. I know what God tells me in my heart, and if I follow him, he'll deal with the naysayers.
There you go. You made up your own sentence. I like it.
I did.
That's the tricky thing about hurt and restoration is, you're right, we all have what we think that person needs to do to atone for their sin with us, in essence, you know? And that's what makes us different from God. Because with God, when you ask for forgiveness, he says he takes that sin and places it as far as east is from the west and chooses to remember it no more. But as people, we tend to have a much longer term memory and we hold on to things. And so you're right. After you make peace with it and you apologize, the only person you're beholden to then is God.
Been 53 years, I figured out that I looked at myself and I judged them according to who I knew I was. Right. So I didn't trust them in the things I knew I couldn't be trusted in. We judge people on what we know about ourselves.
You could have used that one. That one's really good too, man.
I should write a book, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you should. You're well on your way. You got at least the first two sentences.
All I have to do is get the other 500 pages and I'll be okay.
Yeah, you're well on your way, Les. Hey, I appreciate you being on with us today, man.
Thanks for blessing my morning.
Betty, you posted this on our Facebook.
I did, and you can follow along if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. Kelly said that she heard from a speaker once that he said, you can be a jerk around your jerk friends and a Christian around your Christian friends, but the only person you're fooling is yourself.
So Desiree, what's that sentence that kind of honed in and made a big biblical concept easier for you?
Sidewalk prophets come to the table. It doesn't matter whether I've been a Christian all my life or just yesterday. I'm welcome at that table. We had a gentleman from our church who had watched his wife go to church for 30 years. And 2 weeks before he passed away, he said to her, I get it. And he became a Christian. And he's going to be sitting at that table waiting for her after only being a Christian for 2 weeks.
That's the beautiful thing about God, is that there are always second, third, fourth, fifth, 100th chances with him, you know? And that's what separates him from us, and that's why we are not God. And this is why I like doing this kind of stuff, because I never really thought of this song in that context before or in that light before, and it's really a great song. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you've heard us talk about our 21-day challenge, you might be wondering, why don't you do a 21-day challenge to listen to Way FM? A couple things. It takes 21 days to form a habit. And if you get into the habit of listening to Way FM and putting goodness into your life every day, that it's going to change you from the inside out. It's going to change how you deal with people. It's going to change how you love, how you see the world. And I took the 21-day challenge as well. I didn't tell anybody right in the beginning in case it didn't work. But I'm telling you, man, like, it's working, because a lot of times on the way home from work, I don't like to listen to anything because I've talked so much. I'm tired of hearing me. I'm tired of hearing music.
What? Is that even possible?
I know it is. And so now I'm going home and I'm listening to Way FM. I'm like, you know what? It is making a difference. people being knuckleheads on the road, it changes the way you see them, you know? And so I'm like, it's actually a really healthy thing, and I'm living it out with you. And so you can join our 21-day challenge, but you're running out of time.
That's right. You're running out of time to get your name in the drawing for $1,000 gift card. A gift card worth $1,000. So not only would you be helping your heart and your anger problem, but you would also be helping your wallet as well. So time is running out for that. If you want to sign up for that $1,000 gift card and learn how you can join Wally in doing the 21-day challenge, you can text the word DAY, D-A-Y, to 91979. That's DAY to 91979.
And that's the thing. You can take a 21-day challenge with Way any time of year and change your life, but just a few more days left for you to get in for that $1,000 gift card drawing. So don't wait. Do it today, like Betty Rock's saying. Text the word DAY to 91979. Every time you start a new year, you know, you start thinking about new year, new you. So what are you going to do in 2022? I made that rhyme. but I mean, it is a good question, like, because it's easy to, you know, start something and then not finish it, you know, and that's where a lot of people run into with their college education, like for whatever reason they got sidetracked. So maybe this is the year that you finish your education, or maybe this is the year you've been putting it off, you know, because life got in the way and you say, you know what, I'm going to make 2022 my year. I'm going to start doing something and you know, invest in myself this year. I think that's a great way, because we talk about getting in shape, and that's a good thing, mm-hmm. but why not get your mind in shape?
Right. You can go back to school, and Colorado Christian University Online makes that possible. They offer a flexible online format that works for your schedule, allowing you to take a class at any time. That's exactly what I did when I went back to college at 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I had to work a full-time job, but I also did my college degree, and I made it happen.
I did mine as well online, my master's, and I was sitting there at a campfire on vacation writing a paper. But you can make it happen. You don't just dream it, you have to do it. And it starts with making that decision to make that call or go online and say, you know what, I want to talk to somebody about this. You can go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And if you're worried about the costs of it, you can talk to them about financial aid and they can help walk you through that as well. So Betty Rock did it, I've done it, and Colorado Christian University might be just the thing for you in 2022.
Colorado Christian University is a nonprofit impact partner committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart.
Uplifting Way FM.
Wonder if Wally will have an opinion on this.
Wally, I respect you, but word to the wise, never trust a short man named Wally.
It's the Wally Show.
Nothing drives me crazier than watching a TV show and they've got somebody on there and then they put up their name and like their occupation and it says social media influencer.
Ugh.
I know. I just everything inside of me crawls. And I know people are making money on YouTube and you've got like a handful of people that are making good money on mm-hmm. it. But then everyone's like, I'm an influencer.
And I feel like when you ask a kid what they want to be, there's a lot of them now that are saying, I want to be on YouTube.
I know, it's like, crazy. Geez. Well, get this. There's a guy that was on YouTube, and now the FAA is investigating him. He was a former Olympian, started a channel about adventure stuff, and so they're saying he intentionally crashed his plane to get clicks, okay?
If that's true, that is wrong on so many levels.
And sad.
If
your whole life, actually your finances are tied to that too, but like dying for those clicks, almost potentially dying for those clicks, that's not a healthy way to look at life or a healthy thing for kids to want to emulate either, you know?
Yes.
Like I would want kids to emulate his performance as an Olympian, mm-hmm. you know, but not like, this is how you get likes, kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what's crazy. I watched the video. So he buys this plane. And it's like an older little single engine plane. He's flying and then there's a lot of language in it and stuff too. So, you know, be warned. But so like, then he's like, oh my goodness, I got to jump out of this plane. He has a perfect camera shot on the wing of him leaving the door, a perfect tail shot. Then as he leaves the plane with a parachute, which by the way, you don't usually wear a parachute as a private pilot. In this kind of a plane, mm-hmm. my dad was a private pilot, never even owned a parachute.
Mm.
And so as he leaves the plane, though, he's got a selfie stick with a GoPro on it.
Nope.
All of these things are telling you this is set up.
Well, and also you were telling me that typically you're not supposed to, in that situation, crash your plane.
Yeah.
You're supposed to try and land it
right.
carefully because you could hurt someone or something.
Yeah, you don't know where it's going to go. Like, you want to land that thing. And it has a good glide ratio. It's a small plane. So the thing about it, though, like, the one thing he did do, right, if this was a thing, he did it over, like, a non-populated area, thank the Lord. But so he jumps out of the plane. Plane crashes. He has to hike out. And so there are a lot of people that are saying, yeah, this was not something that was an accident. He said he bought the plane that was in disrepair. That's why he wore a parachute. But he told the seller that he planned to do something special with it, but he didn't elaborate.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too. Pilots, if you know anything about pilots, pilots are meticulous. They are people that will drive you crazy in your personal life because they're so meticulous. There's a reason for that. Every nut and bolt has to be tightened. Every little piece of that plane has to be perfect. That's why you do a pre-flight check every time you fly. That's why you check water in your gas tank levels every time you fly. Like, these people are they're no joke, you know, and stuff. And so that's why so much of this is just wrong. And so whatever the FAA does with him, that's between them and him. But the thing to me is, I think that it's really sad that you were willing to risk your life to get a few more clicks and make a few more bucks.
Yes.
You know, I think that's kind of the problem in this. And that's the, I guess, the warning for kids that want to be a YouTuber when they grow up. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you drive around your city, you might see signs for different churches, and you go, is that even a church? Okay, that's it. Like, I think we've tried to get really creative with church names and become kind of hipster churches.
Well, we're trying to attract the younger crowd.
Right.
You know, you hear multiple studies of people saying the younger crowd is not going to church. So,
right.
So you're trying to think, well, will it take lights? Will it take big speakers to attract them? Maybe if we name our church this hipster name, it will attract them.
A lot of times, too, for people, sometimes the term Baptist, for example, like, I grew up Southern Baptist, but that has a negative connotation for people. So if you take, not everybody, but some people, but if you take that away, then you've lowered or removed some barriers to entry, kind of thing. So I get it. But sometimes I think it goes a little, we get a little too cutesy. And so we were thinking about this, like, what would be funny hipster church names? And I came up with a couple. Betty Rock, did you work on a couple too?
I have one, but that's all I have.
Okay, well,
not as good at it as you.
Let me see what you got. Hit me. Just spitball. We're starting a new church, okay?
No,
we're starting a new church, you and me. We're starting a new church. I'm the head pastor. I just want to be clear about that. And I'm like, we're in a meeting, and I go, okay, we need a new name for this church. We've got to get people in the doors, and we don't want it to be something old school. Betty Rock, hit me with an idea.
Okay.
Don't start off weak. Hit me with an idea.
The Ring.
Pow! The Ring. Okay. That's interesting. Tell me why, because that's a scary horror movie.
There is that. But what if, you know, when you put down a coffee mug,
yes,
and sometimes it can leave a ring on the coffee table?
Yes.
So the younger generation is all about coffee.
Yes.
And maybe you could say you don't want to make a bad mark on your soul.
On the sofa of your soul. On the end table of your soul.
You want a coaster.
Yes.
Find the coaster for your... Jesus is the coaster for your soul.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. That's my slogan.
You got it. Look at that. We just did it. We nailed that.
Wow.
Nicely done. Okay.
It's not as hard as I thought.
Well, no. If you have to explain it too much, it's a little hard. Like, I came up with a Grace Lab.
Grace Lab.
Like, lab is like a thing. Like, I'm in the lab practicing, you know.
Okay.
Like,
oh, but the Grace Lab.
Grace Lab is where we learn to be graceful.
Okay.
Or this one, Free Range Faith Assembly.
And there's no chairs available.
Yeah, you just walk around. It's great.
I love that.
Your kids, like, you just throw them in an open room, and like for kids' church, the overhead on this Free Range Faith Assembly is really cheap. So
I really like that.
Maybe we'll do this. I don't know. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What would be a funny name for a hipster church that you can come up with? Betty Rock put this online as well. So if you can't get to a phone, you can do that too on our socials. Just search Wally Show. But I'd love to get your take on this now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Candy, what would your hipster church name be?
How about woke? Like, we woke up with Jesus.
Oh, that has a double connotation, because woke being aware of social injustices as well. The woke church.
Yeah.
I had another idea I want to bounce off you here, Candy. You know how so many churches have coffee shops in them? How about Hallowed Grounds?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did.
I
I like that. I like that very much.
Okay, likes it, doesn't love it. We're still spitballing. We'll get it figured out. But Candy, thanks for being on with us.
All right, thank you.
Betty Rock came up with the ring because she tied it into, like, coffee and you leaving
okay,
a ring.
Okay, it's a rough draft.
Oh, okay, so, Linda, can you do better than that, please?
I think we could call one the Love Shack.
The Love Shack. I mean, the B-52s have a theme song already ready for it. That would be the song that your worship band would open up with each time. Love Shack.
I don't know. It's just an idea.
It's funny because a friend of mine started a homeless shower ministry, and it's called Shower Up, which is a great name. But his first rendition was he came to me and asked, he's like, I'm thinking of Love Shower. I'm like, absolutely not. Do not go with that name. And so he landed on Shower Up, and I think it's great because they do such great work in the homeless, and they're expanding all over the country, and they're giving homeless people dignity.
Well, good. That's cool.
With so many companies sending you flyers in the mail offering to refinance your house, it's hard to know who you can trust. Hey, it's Wally, and I trust United Faith Mortgage for a bunch of reasons. One, they are faith-based and they conduct their business as such. Two, they are family-owned so they know the importance of treating you like family. And three, they will take the time to answer any and all of your questions. For example, I was talking to my UFM guy, Ryan, about refinancing my house and pulling out some of the equity, and I was curious if that money was taxable.
Funny you ask that, Wally, because I get that question quite often, but the answer is no, you do not get taxed on the equity you take out.
That might be the only money that's not taxed.
I think you might be right.
Not only are they knowledgeable, they are serious about saving you money as well. Another reason why I love United Faith Mortgage is there is never any pressure. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So if you and your scale are not besties, I get it. But there's a lady who finally, you know, had enough of the struggling with her body image issues throughout her whole life and said, you know what, I'm going to try to lose weight this year. And she didn't have much success. And so then she changed her strategy. And I thought maybe this strategy could help you out. And it made me think of things a little bit differently, too. So instead of focusing on her weight on the scale, because I weigh myself every Saturday, like I cut sodas out all week long, mm-hmm. and like I weigh myself on Saturday and I'm just hoping for a good outcome, you know? And she said she began to focus on goals like having more energy to spend with her kids, you know, instead of the number, you know, because you're not a number, they always say.
Well, I like this because it gives you your why, your personal why, because if it's for others, it's going to make it harder for you to do it. But if it's for yourself and for the people you care about, then it changes things.
She said, not focusing on the scale has helped me stick to this more long term. I'm not going to weigh myself every day for the rest of my life, so I need to make these changes. And I'm like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Now, she is eating better and exercising, because then that's how she feels better, to have more energy to spend with her kids. So that makes sense. So it's not like just like, I'm just not looking at the number and I'm fine. You still have to make other healthy changes. But she noticed that like a non-scale victory, the way she knows it's working is like her clothes fitting her better, you know, kind of thing. And so that's kind of her barometer of how she's doing. So she's not focused on the scale. My friend Molly does this. My friend Molly and my wife's best friend, she never weighs herself ever. If you even bring a scale out near her, she'll run. And so she judges it by how her clothes are fitting and how she feels, you know, and it's working for her.
And I could see where if you feel like your clothes are fitting you better, that gives you more fire to want to keep doing this weight loss, you know.
I get it, but I'm still the numbers person. Like I...
You're a winning. You're a competitive person.
Yeah, like I get it. Like, if I'm feeling better in my shirt, I have a gut problem. If it feels better on my tummy, and I'm like, oh, good, but I still want to see the number, you know, and because maybe you're like me. I fight for every ounce. You know, I take all my jewelry off, use the bathroom a couple times, floss my teeth. And I found that if I put my foot at just a slight angle on the scale, it will cut 2 ounces off.
Oh, good grief.
I know, that's that bad. But see, that tells me how not healthy that is.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not changing anything lying to the scale or getting the scale to lie to you. You know, and so it's like that's not healthy. So maybe focusing on how you feel and how your clothes fit you might be a better approach. And so if you've struggled through this kind of like I have, maybe you go, okay, I've tried everything else. Let me, and it's not working. Let me try this approach now and see how this works.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. We have a prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can put up prayer requests and pray for people. Pretty cool. We have a pastor that runs it all. His name's Pastor Chad. And he kind of goes through the prayer wall every week and kind of brings us a little, a taste of what's going on there and where people's heads and hearts are at.
Yeah, Wally. This one this week that I wanted to share, I have about three requests. And they all are very personal to me, but it's dealing with the issue of parenting. Jessica writes, "Hi, praying for my 20-year-old son, praying God will give him wisdom and clarity." Madge goes on, she says, "Please pray for my son, that the Lord would protect and guide his life and that he would seek the Lord." Jacqueline says, "Pray for my daughter. I honestly believe she's an example of the prodigal son."
And wow.
All of these, they're not necessarily pray for me as a new parent. I'm really tired and I have a toddler, but you kind of get the feeling that here's some parents who are really going through something a little deeper with older kids. And I was, in fact, just at a prayer meeting this week myself and prayed with a lady who just said, "My older son is an addict and he's a prodigal and we're praying for them." So as a parent, what do you do?
Okay, like for example, like I have a 23-year-old daughter. It's been harder with me with her as an adult than I think as a kid. As a kid, yeah. I had control over her life, you know? And as an adult, I'm having to let go and let her make her own choices and try to guide her and you know, hey, you're moving to Orlando, you know, hey, did you find a good church yet, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff without being overbearing. You'd have to go to church and the prayers I pray for her dealing with adult problems now, like you're never done parenting. They didn't tell me that. That's not in the brochure. They told me at 18 I was done.
And I used that example with my daughter this a couple weeks ago too, because I said, when you were little, when we walked through a parking lot, I would hold your hand mainly because I really love you, but also because if a car came, I could whip you in close to me and protect you. And I said, some of the things I'm telling you now, I can't hold your hand and I can't whip you in, but I can yell out to you, a car is coming towards you, and draw close to me because I see some danger ahead of you. But at the end of the day, I'm left helpless. I have to just hope that she will do it. And that's been something my wife and I personally have been walking through this past couple months, and with the realization that I can't make anybody do anything. I've learned that as a pastor in a church. Like, I can't make anybody love Jesus more. And the same is true as a parent. I can't make my kid love Jesus anymore. And so it is. It becomes hard. We're leading them. We're guiding them. And ultimately, our prayer is, Holy Spirit, you have to do the work. You are the one who are going to step in and do this for us.
Yeah, they're your job now, sir.
Yeah.
I am curious. I want to talk to you about this, too, because I found this thing about ways to pray for your pastor. Because, I mean, obviously, you have a perfect family and no problems whatsoever in your family. It's just amazing. But I think that's our view of pastors and that their kids never make mistakes, you know, and that's just not the case, especially with your family. and so I want to talk about that. We'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We still have Pastor Chad in with us from our prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can post a prayer request or pray for some, which is really cool. And you were talking about parenting because that's been a big thing on the prayer wall lately. It kind of goes and fits and starts. There are different things that seem to emerge or themes, and that's one now. But I came across this thing about ways to pray for your pastor, okay? Because you're a pastor. You're a pastor here. You've pastored churches and stuff. And there were things like pray for his schedule. Pray for his sermon preparation, that, you know, things that he would have clarity and have time to do stuff. But I think the big one was pray for his family. Mm-hmm. Like, we forget that you guys don't have perfect families just like us, but we put the pressure on pastors to have perfect lives, because if you don't, then how do I ever have a shot, you know? But it's so unrealistic and it's so not fair.
Yeah, as a parent, you could do all the right things and your kids are still going to choose the way they're going to go,
right?
They make their own decisions for themselves, and so it is. It's a real a bad expectation to have that anybody would have a perfect family, Now, granted, some people make bad parenting decisions and it bites them, but at the same time, we're all fallible. And the other thing I also noticed, too, is in the scripture, look at God's leaders. God uses some pretty messed up people, and he turns their hearts around, and some of them have really messed up families. I was just sharing with someone this morning, like, look at David. If you read about David, not only his life being messed up, but if you start reading about his kids, they're pretty messed up people, too.
Right, and he was a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can't imagine the pressure it would be in a church, especially as a pastor, because you're surrounded by radio people, and we know we're not better than you. but, like, in a church, there's that expectation that comes with that, and I would expect sometimes, too, you're like, I need my family to look perfect as well, or then people aren't going to follow me. Like, I that pressure I would not enjoy.
I've always found, in other pastors that are friends of mine have shared the same sentiment, that you lead out of weakness a lot of times. So you're not trying to set people up for a bad view of what you're trying to do, but you actually set them up thinking he's just like us. They have the same struggles. They worry about what's for dinner. Their kids are struggling in school, whatever it may be, that we're on the same page. And oftentimes as a pastor, I would tell people, I'm not better than you. My job isn't to necessarily be better than you. My job is to equip you and lead you, is what Ephesians 4 says, that I would be able to help you in your journey. But we're all ultimately on a journey. I haven't come to the completion of my journey. I'm growing. I'm learning. That's why I read the Bible every year as well, so that I can continue to grow and learn.
So if nothing else, like, I hope that somebody comes out of this and goes, you know what? I have a better appreciation for what my pastor goes through, and to remember that, to keep your pastor and his family in prayer, because that gets attacked all the time, because I think if the devil can destroy that, then he can destroy churches, you know, and stuff. And it starts at that place. And so just remember that, like, maybe this is a thing that you and your family commit to. Go, hey, while we're praying for the litany of things in our lives and our people, let's remember to keep our pastors in prayer as well.
And now for some good news.
Yeehaw! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. A little good news, giddy up. Since the regular news can be quite a bummer sometimes, we do a little good news, giddy up. Two rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better. Good news, giddy up. Betty Rock, go.
Wally, I know you're a huge fan of drones, but you only like drones just to be dumb and have, like, collisions in the sky. To see them be used for good, and that's this situation. There was a little dog that was stranded on a beach while the tide was coming in.
Oh no.
And it could have drowned, and no one would catch her because she kept running away.
It's her fault. Nope, sorry.
Stop.
So good news. I forgot.
But then the search and rescue drone operator came up with a brilliant idea. They put a sausage, tied it to the drone.
That's a great idea.
Flew it down real close by, and the little dog followed it to safety.
I'm telling you, that would work for me too. Like, I'd be like, oh my gosh, there's a flying hot dog? Yes. I'm going to follow and see where this leads. It could lead to a giant bun too. Oh, that's so funny. There was a 10-year-old girl in Russia, speaking of being stranded, who went missing during a blizzard. And you might know this, or maybe you don't. Russia is cold. Russia is next level cold.
Ridiculous.
And so she got stuck outside overnight, but she survived 18 hours in the cold.
What?
And you know how she did it? Hugging a stray dog. What?
No!
I know. How crazy is that, right?
Yeah. Is the dog okay?
Yes. They didn't really focus on the dog, but I'm assuming the dog is fine. Dogs are pretty good in the cold. But I was out the other day, and it was super cold where we were, but like in the 20s, and I didn't have enough jackets on. I was like, oh, man, I'm really cold. And I instantly, when that happens, I instantly think of like homeless people and them just trying to find shelter somewhere, you know? And it was a good reminder, too, while we're talking about good news. It's like, support those homeless ministries. Do those coat drives when you hear those, like, on the radio and stuff like that. Coat and blanket drives. Like, get involved in that kind of stuff, because I mean, it can make a life-changing difference for someone.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott!
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. It is Friday, so we're doing a little flashback Friday where we go back in time musically, but someone has to take us there, and today our pilot is Elle. How are you, Elle?
Doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing swell, Elle. Now, Elle, if this is your first time in a time machine, it is a little cramped in here, and it can be a little awkward.
I'm sorry. I'm really bad at socializing.
If it helps, we'll just keep our heads forward, and we won't make direct eye contact with you. Is that okay?
He's saying this to you as he's making direct eye contact with you.
I can feel it. I'm closing my eyes.
All right, Elle, so what song do you want to take us back in time with?
That would be How He Loves by the David Crowder Band.
Okay, so this is back in the David Crowder Band days.
Before Crowder.
He just became Crowder when he got rid of the band.
Uh-oh, awkward.
Yeah, not sharing any of that money. So what year is this, Rock?
We got to plug in 2009. And in 2009, that was when, do you remember this, the Balloon Boy hoax happened?
Yes!
So the parents claimed their young child had been swept away in this large balloon. It started this extensive rescue effort by authorities, and they later claimed it was a hoax.
Yeah, he was hiding in the attic.
How crazy is that?
I totally remember that Balloon Boy. We were captivated for about a week. Well, hopefully your song will captivate us in the same manner. What is it about How He Loves that made you pick this one, Elle?
This was back when I was still early in high school, and there was just a lot going on with my life. I was in the church quite a bit when I moved down with my mom, but I was there every day, Sunday to Sunday. I had really, really pushed back a lot with my faith because it felt like I didn't have a choice anymore. A lot of it was being forced. And even through all of this, it was one day I was at youth group and I heard that song, and it was just like God sitting there tapping me on the shoulder saying, hey, you know, even you're trying all of this stuff, but guess what? I'm still going to love you no matter what. And it helped me a couple years later to just keep listening to that song to try and get on the right path until I was able to get out of my own funk and get back on the right track.
Well, I'm glad that you are funk free now and you're doing better and in a better headspace. We all have those little rabbit trails, and it's great that you have songs to pull you out of that and remind you of God's truth. And this is a great one. How He Loves, David Crowder Band from 2009 for Elle on Flashback Friday.
Thank you so much. He's
jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden.
For years and years and years, the dog has been man's best friend, but now chickens are edging their way into that spot because chickens are pretty awesome.
So awesome, in fact, that they have their own Chicken of the Month Club, and let's see if dogs can do that. This is where you can give two chickens to a family in need by only giving $28 a month.
If somebody were to give me two chickens and go, here you go, here are two chickens, do something with them, I would have no idea. I would probably name them. I would dress them up in sweaters. None of that does any good, but... In developing countries, people know what to do with chickens. Chickens provide a ton of eggs, which can provide income for a family that is struggling to break the cycle of poverty. They also provide nutrition for families. Don't tell the chickens that part. But they also can sell the chicks in the marketplace. It's a great source of income. We all talk about side hustles. This is a way you can invest in a family to help them break the cycle of poverty for just $28 a month.
And it's by giving a chicken. So text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979.
And all of this is made possible through our friends at Food for the Hungry. They do so much great work for the underserved and underprivileged, and you can be a part of that today. We'd love to have you get involved. Again, text chicken to 91979.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
South Carolina was hit by a snowstorm recently, causing many businesses and schools to close due to icy roads.
Oh, no.
It was a bad time. But instead of being all stressed out about it, the South Carolina Police Department decided to have a little fun.
Oh, okay.
So they released some body cam footage of themselves arresting the culprit blamed for the storm. And that was the one and only Disney's Frozen Queen, Elsa. And you
Wait,
know...
Wait, why would they arrest Elsa? Come on now.
Well, because, you know, she's part of the whole snowstorm situation. But here's what happened.
Freeze! Come on, guys. Let it go.
Oh, she thinks on her feet, that Elsa. Let it go. Come on, guys.
Just let it go. You see where it's going.
I see exactly
Anyways,
where it's going.
This was a huge hit for the kids. The kids loved it, of course. And I love, too, that the police are having some fun, kind of bringing some funniness or humor into a situation that could be more, like, stressful.
There you go. That's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Come out,
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. And moms are amazing, obviously. They can do a lot of things. They can multitask. But sometimes I think they're just showing off, honestly.
No. Moms need a chance to show off.
Well, there are these two moms that they both set records for marathons, okay? There was one mom who, she's 37, mother of two, set a record for a marathon with a 2 hour and 19 minute finish.
Whoa!
26 miles in 2 hours and 19 minutes. Like, that is nuts.
She would beat me.
Yeah, obviously.
I couldn't do that.
Handily. There's another mom, 38, a mom of four. She set a record for the half marathon at 1 hour and 17 minutes. It's crazy.
Killing it.
She set that record 15 years after her husband set the men's record for that race at the same race. He still holds that record today, but not about him. About the
ladies.
That's right. Okay.
That's right.
I think she had said, what's so special about this moment for both of us is that we both have kids. We both have a lot going on in our lives. And I think people can relate to that. I agree. I like the things my wife has been able to multitask with my daughter when she was growing up and stuff like that. I'm like, man, how do you keep all this stuff straight? I've really learned to appreciate it. There are times early on where she would get on to me things and it felt like nagging. And and I realized she just had to keep balance and keep things moving forward, you know? And so I respect her.
I want to try and take you seriously and believe what you're saying. Okay.
I'm dead serious.
Your face says otherwise.
No. This is my face. Like, no. So, like, I respect her immensely. And so here's what I want to talk about, okay? So moms, definitely. These two moms setting records and being moms, getting kids ready for school, feeding them, and still training around all of that, okay? So most of us aren't going to set world records in marathons. It's just not going to happen. But there might be a mom moment that you're super proud of, okay?
Yes.
Doesn't have to come with a medal, but it's something that you're like, I nailed that. I mommed this up.
And it's when the odds were stacked against you. You know, everyone said, oh, she can't do it as a mom. Yeah, you can.
Kid comes home after school. Oh, hey, Mom, by the way, I'm going to need 40 dozen cookies, and they can't be store-bought.
They have to be vegan.
Mom, yes. Moms, like, jump into action, and somehow they make it happen. Yep. I know my mom was like that. So 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that mom moment that you are super proud of? 855-33-WAY-FM. What is the mom moment? It might not be a marathon, but what's the mom moment, Francesca, that you're most proud of?
So I have four special needs kids. I have two with autism, and our youngest was just diagnosed with bilateral progressive hearing loss. He'll be completely deaf by kindergarten. And I got accepted into college to get eventually into law school. I'm in pre-law.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work. Holy cow. Good for you.
I'm very excited because my ultimate goal is eventually to be a special education attorney, to be an advocate for other special needs families going through uphill battles with things with their kids like I am.
Wow, that's a great goal. And it kind of maybe even came out of necessity. Or did you always want to be a lawyer and it just hadn't panned out for you yet?
No, actually, my husband was like, you're really good at arguing this, Paul, and you're good at winning. So maybe you should go to law.
I love it. It's so funny because my wife and I have this thing in our relationship. It's a lawyer term where she'll start challenging me on things that have no importance to the story whatsoever. And I'll just go, objection, argumentative, you know? And so I love that your husband recognized this in you and is like, hey, let's make some money off of this skill that you apparently have.
Yes.
Katie, what is your mom moment that you're proud of?
Well, I'm in a doctoral program for education, and I finished residency week last year, which is like an intensive week of study, with my one-month-old in a sling, like, pack with me, and she came to the groups with me and was in all the readings and discussions, and we got through it. Same with my first. I finished my master's when my now three-year-old was 2 months old.
That's funny. So do you have this thing where you're like, I just don't like myself and I want to make this as hard on me as possible? Like, you're like having a kid while trying to get a master's and a doctorate, that's like crazy hard.
Yeah, I figure right now is a good time to do it because I'm not running them to soccer practice or anything, and they can be with me and we can snuggle while I read and write. So it's a good time.
Well, that's awesome, man. I respect your game fully. Nicely done. That is a mom moment for sure. All right, Vicky, you're up. What is your mom moment that you're proud of?
Well, 2 years ago, I graduated from CCU's online program. It took me 6.5 years. I was also running two Chick-fil-A's at the time, and had three of my four kids along my six-year journey.
Wow. Okay, so another mom going back to school and doing what she wanted to accomplish. That's amazing. And you went to Colorado Christian University like Betty did.
I did.
And I was pretty proud of myself until I heard your story, Vicky.
Yeah, I mean,
now I'm thinking I just made it through.
I was proud of Betty, too, till I heard Vicky's story. Now I'm like, man, I should have hired Vicky. She ran two Chick-fil-A's.
Hey, no!
Well, congratulations. That is a huge accomplishment. And you had a good experience at Colorado Christian?
It was amazing. I would recommend it to anybody.
Are you a mom, Kimberly?
I am. I am a mom of four, and the oldest one is three. Yeah, I have a three-year-old boy and two-year-old twin girls and a five-month-old.
Holy cow. So there are these two moms that both set records for marathons while being moms and taking care of their households, and they were pretty proud of themselves. What is your mom moment that you're most proud of?
During COVID, everything shut down. I had just had my twins, and my oldest was 13 months. I was working full-time. I'm in the Army. And so I was working at 6:30 in the morning, and I was pregnant. And then coming home and then cooking and then taking care of the three. And then now I have four, and I'm back working again. And it's insane. And still just working out every day. And it's just a lot of work, but it's fun.
So be honest with me. Have you ever thrown your workout clothes in the car and then gone to Dunkin' Donuts instead?
I have commented, I'd be like, hey, I don't think I care to go to the gym right now. Do you just want to order pizza? I think we have to, you know, take it easy on ourselves sometimes. And I think a lot of times I would be like super hard on myself. And I would feel like that mom guilt.
Yeah, I definitely think moms need to give themselves more breaks. I know my wife is stressed about being a perfect mom and never getting it wrong. And it's like, that's just impossible, you know? And even things she would think she did badly, I'm thinking, you crushed that. Like, dads look at moms and go, man, you're amazing. And mom's still like, I didn't do enough. Like, okay.
Yes, it's so true.
Well, hey, I appreciate you being on and listening to the show, Kimberly. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I seriously love the show so much. I was listening to you guys in the delivery room. I don't play.
I've never thought of us as a soundtrack for birth, but okay, we'll take it.
It is, yeah. My husband was playing FIFA on the PS4, and I was in labor listening to the Wally Show, so that's just so beautiful.
See, and that is exactly why we look at you guys and go, you're amazing.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.